Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, living in Madison, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Responding to the Cries of the World.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, with the Magnificat within that Gospel, from Dominican Praise, a collaborative process involving over 17 congregations of Dominican women in the United States. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted her cousin, Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. How does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For the very moment I heard your greeting, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Most High would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My being proclaims the greatness of God. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, who has looked lovingly on me in my affliction. From this day, all generations will call me blessed, for God, wonderful in power, has done great things for me. Holy is God's name, whose mercy from generation to generation is to those who stand in awe. The strong arm of God scatters the arrogant of heart, brings down the powerful from their thrones, and lifts the afflicted. Those who hunger are filled with good things. The rich are sent away empty. God rescues servant Israel, remembering the mercy promised to our ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, and to their descendants evermore." Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. This is the Gospel of our Lord. It seems like Jesus began his earthly preaching and teaching mission while still in Mary's womb, with Mary as his translator. Her Magnificat reflects what Jesus would become. It reflects a way of being that champions the outcast, the invisible, the marginalized. A way of being and believing that we might call liberation theology, with a preferential option for the poor. First of all, Mary is a woman. Second, she is a woman of little means. Third, she is asked to become the mother of God, to carry a child before she was married. The fact that she is asked, that she is given a choice, turns societal mores on their head. Mary's yes is hers alone to give or to refuse. Once she says yes, Mary becomes the vessel for Jesus' first teaching and preaching. God has done great things for her. God's mercy is for everyone who asks for and believes in it. The Most High has scattered the arrogant of heart, bringing down the powerful from their thrones while lifting the afflicted. Those with much, with too much perhaps, are sent away with nothing, while the hungry are filled with physical and spiritual food. There are many Marys living among us today, women who are considered the lowest caste of some societies, women who are second-class citizens in others, women who suffer abuse, poverty, and homelessness, while trying to care for their children the best way they know how. In many ways, they and we are like Mary. We are each asked to be faithful, to trust, to discern, and then to respond. We are even meant to be like Mary in the most unlikely of ways, as mothers of the holy. Because, in the words of Meister Eckhart, we are all meant to be mothers of God, because God is always needing to be born. May we have the courage, faith, and trust to respond to the cries of the world, as Mary did.